100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Tony. He lives in Seattle, and he's a lead apartment tech. Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic, Tony. Thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary.
You bet. I listen to you guys every morning.
Man, thank you. Thank you so much. And as a little thank you for doing that, we're going to hook you up with those Brad Paisley tickets. Angel of the Winds Arena coming up here on the 31st.
Sweet.
All right, my friend. So let's get to this lead apartment tech, Tony. We're going to put a minute on the clock, ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we're going to play a song, you know, while we're thinking things over, reading our text messages, et cetera, et cetera. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So, Gabe, are you ready?
Yeah.
1 minute on the clock. I think we're all still recovering from the last segment.
I'm trying to tell myself to be serious.
Oh, yeah. Let's dust off the Friday giggles. Here we go.
Thank you.
Stretching.
No talking about wieners.
On your mark, get set, and go.
How many hours a week do you work?
I work 40 hours a week.
Okay. Describe your job, Tony.
I take care of apartment maintenance and condos and penthouses.
Do you own your own place?
No.
Do you work for one specific apartment complex or whatever, or are you like a freelance guy?
No, I work for the same company, but several places.
How old are you?
57.
How many keys do you have on that little belt loop ring thing?
Way too damn many.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yes, but going through a divorce.
Sorry
to hear that. Do you own all your own tools? Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right.
What kind of car do you drive?
2021 Chevy Silverado Custom.
Oh, wait. How old a guy are you, Tony?
57.
Okay. He already said that?
That's okay.
Dang it. Yeah. How did
you
I miss that?
Hot dogs on the brain.
Hey, get with the program. You're still thinking about them wieners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody
daydreaming.
Somebody texted, aren't there buns at the end of the race for the wiener? It made me laugh. I was looking for other texts. Sorry.
That's okay.
I got distracted by a funny text.
I just
thought
it was you and not me.
Yeah, right? Okay. Tony, awesome job with the questions. We're going to have a follow-up combo. But the most important thing, we're going to find out how much money you make. If you're listening and you want to help us out, by all means, shoot us a text and make sure you include your name and where you live on that text. 253-642-WOLF. That is the number to text it in. And hang up for 3 minutes. Tony, you're going to share your salary in 3 minutes, right?
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
All right, on the phone today, we have got Tony. He lives in Seattle. He's a lead apartment tech. And before we find out how much money he's making, Gabe, what else have we learned about Tony the Tiger?
He works 40 hours a week. He has lots of keys. He doesn't own a home. He's currently going through a divorce. He's 57. He has a lot of tools, and he works with like different apartments for the same company. He drives a 2021 Silverado.
Okay. I'm going to go first here, and I'm going to switch up my guess because I've just been thinking about that Silverado. I think that's a big money vehicle. So I'm going to go with Jason and Gwendy.
Oh, come on!
They should have said, should have asked
you
Tony if you ever...
You did that on purpose.
You didn't pick your guess before we went on the air. That's your fault.
I'm lashing out.
Somebody said, should have asked Tony if he ever peed or pooped his pants. He makes 85. So I'm going with 85. Gabe, you're going to have to pivot and pick something else. Okay. If you would have peed on your tree before we went on the air, I couldn't pee on it.
I'm going to go with Lorraine. She said, morning, what a Friday.
Yeah.
Seriously.
This has been a crazy show, Friday. By the way. I feel like it's insane. And we're the only ones on the air, too, today. No other morning show is working. I'm playing replays.
I'm going to say 70.
70. All right. It's a pretty good guess. It won't win, but good job. Captain Ron?
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go a little bit lower just because I think that they pay for his apartment and all that. So that helps him have extra spending money. So I'm going to go with Tyrone in Auburn. He said, what up, Ron Taraj? We're going 65.
Oh, another good one.
Yeah.
All right. So we got 65, 70, and 85, but we don't really know. That's why we play the game. That's why it is time now for you, lead apartment tech Tony, to share your salary.
What is the
Well, the girl wins $70,000 right on the button.
That was karma.
That's karma. That's poetic justice, right? I did you dirty. You end up winning. That's how it's supposed to go. So, Tony. Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Yes. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You guys make my mornings, my morning commute absolutely amazing. I've listened to you guys since I've been here, and you guys rock.
Oh, you're too nice, Tony.
You're a sweetheart, especially going through what you're going through now, which I've been through before, and I know how it sucks. And so anything to take the mental load off of that for a little bit, we're honored to be able to help you out.
I appreciate that. So
yes, sir.
We'll talk about wieners anytime.
What's that?
We'll talk about wieners anytime to make you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, that I was laughing so hard. I missed my exit coming into Tacoma.
I do that all the time. Well, Tony, listen, I feel like we could talk to you about personal stuff for a long time, but I'm sure you wouldn't appreciate that. But in terms of just, hey, your job and how long you've been doing it, you feel like you got a pretty good gig?
You know what? Yeah, I do. They take care of me very well. And when I first got here, I was actually a little homeless. One of my buddy's daughter was pregnant, and she had to move back home. And I actually lived in this 21 Silverado for 6 weeks, and when my boss found out, he was like, and he put me right in. He put me right into an apartment, and they take very good care of me.
Oh wow,
man, that's a great story. Where'd you come from, Tony?
Well, I'm actually from Yakima, Washington, but I've had a business over in New Hampshire for the last 2.5 years, and I brought her back over to New Hampshire, tried to work things out, and it just didn't work out. So I just decided it was time for me to come back home.
Dang. Yeah. So you came over here, you didn't have a place to stay, and that's why you ended up staying in your Silverado?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
for 6 weeks, right next door to a bar in southwest Seattle, and there was two businesses on both sides of me, and I just slept in the back of my truck in my back seat, and when my boss found out, he was like, no, we're not having this. He says, you're here every single day, and I says, well, I have a responsibility to you, so.
Where did you shower and stuff?
There was a couple times I jumped into the bay, but most of the time I'd go up to exit 31 up at the truck stop and take a shower every day.
Dude, now you're somebody who will never take for granted the fact that you have like running water and a toilet and a sink and just the basics.
Oh, bud, you have no idea. And, you know, I mean, from coming from owning your own business, and I made damn good money. And then to come over here, but I knew that if I didn't stay in my truck, I wasn't going to be able to afford an apartment. So
not around here.
Yeah. So yeah, but they take very good care of me, and I'm not going anywhere. So
for only
3.5 months, making $70,000, that's not bad.
I give you a round of applause for that, bro. And you know what? If you're listening to this and life hasn't humbled you yet, like it's humbled me and it's humbled Tony, it will. And I hope that you rise up like Tony's done and, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You're not too big to sleep in your car and rebound and take on the world. Like, look what you're doing now. That's an incredible story, Tony.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. You know, and being that way for those 6 weeks, I really look at the homeless out there, you know, in a different light. There's some of them out there that they don't deserve to be out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, I think
everybody
most of us
remember that.
Most of us are about a paycheck away from the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we don't have savings or whatnot. So, Tony, listen, man, we're so happy that we get to give you these tickets to go to Brad Paisley, go enjoy a concert on us, and just real happy for you, man. You turned it all around, and good luck getting through the divorce. Okay.
Oh, I'm here, and the divorce is the easiest part now. So, thanks, guys. I appreciate you.